Breaking out of the patriarchal structure, you will notice that change happens in your life in a different way. That is to say that when we think of important changes, we think of grand things or even large things, impressive things, and sometimes that is a part of change. But the ongoing lesson of change is that it happens from moment to moment, and that the really important changes in your life you may not be aware of at all while they are happening. And the change that you are making, whatever that change might be, sometimes brings with it the lesson that you were not expecting. And we are going to assume that you know that the universe has a sense of humor. It is not intended to be evil, but it does have a sense of humor. So remember that you need to have one too. Because as change happens, some of it will be exhilarating, some of it will be disappointing. It will have all the elements of life in it, and life is everything. We want you to understand the wisdom of being able to look back on your life and see how things have improved, how things inside of you have improved. We think you all have experienced or remembered a time when perfection was riding you so hard that it is honestly a wonder that you were able to catch your breath, because every thought, every reaction was about people-pleasing and about making yourself the perfect being or the perfect person for this situation. Over time, as you begin to realize that that is a shallow, shallow victory, you begin to give up the people-pleasing. It does not mean that you do not care about anything, but it means that you care more about you. And in giving up people-pleasing, that is the gift that emerges then, that you care more about you. The old fear, and we know you are familiar with it, is that if you stop the people-pleasing, there will be a punishment. But the truth of it is people-pleasing is a punishment because it ignores you. It does not ask your heart what it is you need. It does not ask your intuitive abilities to show you your path. So to stop the people-pleasing is to stop self-abuse. We will say that again. To stop people-pleasing is to stop self-abuse. Now, what will happen? What will happen is what is intended to happen. If, for instance, you are people-pleasing in a situation that you thought might be a good one for you, and the universe knows better than that, then when you stop people-pleasing, you will not be able to move in that way, which will be safety and protection of who you are. If you are in yourself and you are simply seeing, do I belong here? Is this for me? Is this a match for me? Then what will happen is that no matter what path you start on, as you move down that path, you will draw to yourself the thing that is best for you. Because that is now what you are honoring. You are honoring what is best for you. When you do that, that is what you draw in. And what a fine way to make changes in that energy, that you are looking at what is good for you. And what is good for you is the thing that is dictating the change that needs to be made. Think about that for a moment. You know what is good for you. You are honoring what is good for you. And when you look out into the world, then you can change what it is that does not match what is good for you. We are not talking about, and we know, unfortunately, we have seen some of your literature promises that this is a perfect process, that if you get this correctly, everything will always be fine. But there are no perfect processes on earth. But there is change that is related to your highest good. And those changes are what make you powerful. And powerful is what makes you draw to yourself the things that are truly for you. So as you are walking out of the fear that has made you change your shape and be in places you do not wish to be, as that all goes along, you will find in the empowerment in you, in the center of it, you will find enlightenment. And there is a surprise, because if you check the bookshelves of your many stores, that is a surprise that you will not read very much about. It is as though enlightenment has taken on some of the patriarchal values. You get it when you have perfected everything. Striving for enlightenment, we cannot begin to tell you how amusing those of us who are not in body find that statement. You do not strive for enlightenment. You strive for knowing yourself, for extending to yourself loving kindness. And from that growth inside of you, extending loving kindness to the world around you, where it belongs, where it really belongs. And in the middle of all of that, you will see the light of the universe begin to shine. And that is the light that will bring you enlightenment. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, know that love goes there. Feel a wind blow, and let the wind blow away the cares of the week. And as it blows away the world, feel that you are here, in your own energy. And as you breathe, feel the crown open and feel the golden light of the universe. Seeing how you have opened to it begins to pour its gifts into you. Feel the energy flow into your mind, into your third eye, feel it flow into your throat center, to strengthen your ability to speak for yourself. Feel the golden light flow into your heart and fill the beauty that is your own heart center. Feel the warmth of the energy as it moves from place to place in your heart. Let it go to the places that may have been hurt, as well as to the places that are full of joy. Let the golden light touch all of the life in your heart and change it to a higher level. Change it to a thing that honors you and nurtures your heart. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace the energy in the solar plexus that you may not wish to carry forward with you. Allow it to be felt and released. Know that when you release, you make a space for joy. You make a space for love. Feel the flow of energy down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light displace the energy in the second center that is old, that comes with old beliefs about shame and fear and limitation. Feel the golden light flow into that center and wash those things out of your body and out of your energy. Feel the second center become a center of freedom, a waterfall that cleanses as you live anything that you need to be cleansed and allowed to leave without judgment. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. Feel the golden light in your root. Create a structure for creation. Creation and change in your life that is a match for who you truly are. Now feel the golden light flow through your whole body, healing you, supporting you, enlightening you. Move into your heart center and see that on an altar there, the universe has left you a gift that both honors and teaches you. And resting the mind, allow yourself to know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.